So my name is Maya. I am a member of Anakbayan Chicago, which is a Filipino youth and student organization here in Chicago.
And I'm Holly Kent Payne, and I'm a member of the Chicago Anti-War Committee.
And we'll be your MCs for the day. So you're going to see a lot of us. We're really excited to be here and hosting this event for y'all. So we're all gathering here, right, for this cause of International Working Women's Day. We're gathering here for the women around us, the women who surround us, who are powerhouses, the women who are survivors, right? But not only for those women. We're also gathering here today to honor women's resistance. Women's resistance against feudalism, against capitalism, against racism, right? That affects us globally. So we want to really honor those women that are in our lives and that are around the world who are doing that work. So one of those women is Berta Caceres. You can see her picture right over here. Berta Caceres was an indigenous resistance leader in Honduras. She was assassinated in her home at 1 a.m. on Thursday, undoubtedly in connection to her role in resisting the DESA Corporation's building of a hydroelectric dam in Rio Blanco. Berta used her voice to amplify the voices of others, the downtrodden, the poor, the Lenca people of all indigenous and Afro-descendants people, women, LGBTQ people, workers and peasants, the exploited, youth, and people in resistance, and all of us who dream of a more just world. She was explicitly connecting the struggles of the Lenca to global struggles against racism, capitalism, and patriarchy. Let's all take a moment to honor her, and let's take a moment of silence. All right, thank you. So there's actually going to be a vigil tomorrow to honor Berta, and it's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Honduran Consulate in Chicago. So we welcome you all to come to that event as well. So we really want to bring up her legacy of resistance into this space and really honor her today in light of the International Working Women's Day.
We're here to honor the freedom fighters who came before us, those who are around the world, and of course those that we have here in this room today. And one of the most prominent, I'm sure you all know her name, is Rasmia Ode. Oh, I'm going to just... Rasmia has been with the Chicago-based Arab American Action Network since 2004, and she is the associate director and founder of its Arab Women's Committee. Rasmia has a law degree from Jordan, and before emigrating to the U.S., she worked with women's and workers' unions, family and domestic violence groups, human rights centers, and the Red Cross over many years in Palestine, Lebanon, and Jordan. In 2013, Rasmia obtained a master's degree in criminal justice from Governor State University in Illinois. Rasmia is one of the Palestinian people's most prominent ex-political prisoners who was tortured and sexually assaulted into a false confession by the Israelis in 1969 to 1970. Convicted in a sham political trial last year in the U.S., she is again fighting for freedom and justice with her appeal set for October 14, 2015 in Cincinnati, Ohio. Her full story can be read at justiceforrasmia.org. And just on a personal note, I just want to say that Rasmia is a great inspiration, and I'm so honored to share the stage with her.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Before I begin, every year I'm speaking in this place They told me you have to speak 10 minutes, and I'm going over. So today, I owe to you, because last year I go over, so today I will go less. Thank you. Maybe every time I'm speaking about political analysis, about our situation back home, United States, but today I will speak about International Women Day, or how what's meaning for us and how it's affect us. It's really powerful to speak with all of you as we celebrate International Women's Day, originally called International Working Women's Day, a day historically linked to the year 1908, when 15,000 factory working women organized a march that filled New York City's streets demanding equality and other social rights, such as shorter work hours, better pay, voting rights, and an end to children labor. A few years later, over 140 women died in a New York factory fire caused by horrible working conditions. These events became symbol of the importance of women in the working class and national liberation movement for equal rights and independence. And the second international conference of socialist women in 1910 officially established March 8th as International Women's Day. Since then, the world has witnessed a significant shift in both women's and society thoughts about women's equality and liberation. Women are standing strongly for the right in spite of the complex system of patriarchy that attempts to keep us down. As long as we believe in ourselves and have confidence in the justice of our struggle, we will accomplish our hope and dreams. First and foremost, this includes working hard to win women's rights and to eliminate the disease of racism and national oppression against Palestinians, Arabs, Muslim, Black people, Latinos, Asians, and other people of color in this country. We can accomplish this by strong standing together and dedicating our lives to these ideals. The same way women have dedicated their lives to the liberation of my homeland of Palestine. Here we are. I have faced adversity, repression, and injustice since my arrest in October 2013. But I continue to stand up to these crimes against me, and I know that we will achieve justice in my case because of the great legal work of my brilliant lead attorney, Michael Deutsch, and his team, because of steadfast organizers of my defense committee, and because of the encouragement of my family and friends and all of you supporters. You give me important strength and resilience. It's not a secret to say that your support shifted the negative discourse in the case and helped lead to our most recent victory in the decision of the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeal. The story of our struggle for women's rights, equality, and liberation belong to no single person or any one organization, but to the collective efforts of all who care about justice. We continue to find inspiration and strength from women across the U.S. and the world. And that inspiration and strength will help us achieve all our goals. Lastly, we often leave our appreciation and gratitude unspoken. But today, on this exceptional occasion, I want to take the opportunity to say thank you for all. I send my special warm greeting to every one of you, especially the woman on this your day. Be proud of yourself and don't be ashamed if you sometimes get emotional. A strong woman is caring and tough, practical and spiritual, revolutionary and flexible. You are all of these. You are all powerful and you hold up half of the sky. Have a wonderful International Women's Day. I wish you all the best. Thank you.